This is March the 20th, 1950, and this is Fairbanks, Alaska, CNH Electrical Service.
Ruby, you've been teasing me to death. Now, you've been having all your fun. It's going to be my turn next. You just watch and see. You see if I ain't right.
Say, Ruby, I cleaned your house for you, and don't you get mad at me now. Because I love you, and you ain't supposed to scold me. You're not supposed to talk back. You're supposed to be a loving, sweet wife. You'd better be, or I'd turn you across my knee. If you don't believe it, you just watch and see. Now, if you don't think I can recite poetry, you try some yourself, my dear, and we'll see if we can't agree. Now, what do you think of that, darling? And Ruby, and I want you to know that, honey, I'm going to do everything I can to make you happy, and I want you to be happy. If you're not happy, darling, I won't be happy, too. So, honey, you went down to the beauty parlor, have yourself all fixed up pretty, and I want you to stay pretty all the time. And if you just look pretty, honey, and you just take care of me, I think maybe you'll have your hands full, don't you, dear? Now, honey, I want you to love me, and I want you to cook for me, I want you to keep house for me, and I want you to just take good care of me so I can work and make a home for you, honey. Now, is that unreasonable? Or ask too much from you, darling? Now, what do you think, sweetheart? You tell me. This is April the 11th, 1950. I'm supposed to be working, and I'm sitting in here on my fanny. Passing the time away.
Come on, I want you to talk to me. Come on, Ruby. I want you to talk to me. Come on, don't laugh. What's Caroline doing?
What's Caroline doing? Well, she was just talking to Helena. We was planning what we were going to do.
You going to be the girl?
Yes.
Well, this is June the 2nd, and tomorrow will be June the 3rd. And at 10 minutes to 3, Ruby and Caroline are going to take off for home down in Louisiana and Texas. And I hope they have the swellest trip in the world, and they hurry back.
Oh, you permit me to say something.
No.
Harry, will you permit me to say something? Since meeting you, it's been about 3 weeks ago, out of Jeronvu, and we were quite lonesome, two gals from Texas and Louisiana, and I want you to know that we both have enjoyed our trip very much, and the short time of knowing you through the mountains, seeing the sunset, out the Jeronvu for eats, long drives in the country, you certainly have made our trip worthwhile. So, from now on, you'll always be in our memory, and I want you to know that we're still your pals.
And, Ruby and Caroline, I want to tell you that I've been very happy in your company, and I want to let you know that some people in Alaska appreciate good people.
And here I go, and I mean this with all my heart. And Harry, I don't want you to forget me now, so hey, I'm gonna sing this song. If I knew you was coming, I'd bake the cake, bake the cake. If I knew you was coming, I'd bake the cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? If I knew you was coming, I'd hide a band, hide a band. If I knew you was coming, I'd hide a band. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? There you are, darling.
Ruby, I want you to tell me how your trip was, coming back to me up in Alaska.
Well, darling, it was a very, very rough trip, but I enjoyed a bit of it because I knew that I was coming back to you. I wanted to make you happy with all my heart because I love you. And I do hope you love me.
I love you, Ruby.
You do.
You really mean that, Doctor?
I'll do everything you can to make you happy.
You will. Okay, then. We'll see. Make you hold out to your bargain.
Now what did you eat?
What did I eat?
Yeah.
Well, I ate some waffles and good old honey, coffee, and...
How's Carolyn feel?
How you feel there?
What did you do today, Carolyn? Come on, talk.
Twiddle my fingers.
You are.
Well, darling, I'll be back again very soon, and I'll think of you, and I love you with all my heart, and I do want you to think of me with all my heart, and don't you forget me. I don't want you to. I want you to write to me every day. Call me if you wish to, because you know I love you, Harry, with all my heart.
Some bull, but believe me, you, that is a line of bull, I guarantee.
Come on. Caroline's got Mike fright.
She's afraid to talk to me. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I do.
The old woman was all in riding gray and Becca chills of winter day. The street was wet with a recent snow. The old woman's feet was aged and slow. She stopped at the crossing and waited along uncared for amid the throng. The human beings who passed her by heeded a glance of an anxious eye. At last come one of the Mayberry's group, the gayest laddie of all the group. He paused beside her and whispered low, "I'll help you cross if you wish to go." Her aged hand on his strong young arm, placed so without hurt or harm, guided her trembling feet along, proud that his arm was firm and strong. Then back again to his frenzies went, with his young heart happy and well content. She is somebody's mother, boys, you know, for she's poor, aged, and slow.
Of mine, I often think and wonder if you know just what your friendship means to me through days that come and go. Your hand a clasp true when things go wrong. Your smiles are brave and strong. They make the dark clouds quick to pass and bring blue skies along. So in return, in all the things I wished could just come true, they would not be half good enough for such a pal as you.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
That's the end of that. Music, music, music.
This is August the 30th, 1950, and Ruby's back with me, here at home in Fairbanks. She's back to stay. She's gonna make a home for me and herself, and be happy for the rest of her lives.
This dear.
Well, what do you want?
You?
Me?
Sure.
Well, you can't eat me. I'll give you some waffles and honey as usual. You know, that Fairbanks has got the waffle blues.
Thank you.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Hello, darling.
I brought
darling.
You a box of candy.
Hello, darling. How are you? Box of candy? What you want me to get? Weigh about 20 pounds and look like a mule when you say, Ruby, come out of the house? Is that what you want?
You won't gain any weight, honey.
No, I don't imagine I will. Not the rate that we've been going lately won't be no pounds.
Honey, how do you
yes?
How do you like it since you're back home?
How do I like it?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you?
Sure.
In bed.
In bed, huh?
Well, I do want to thank you for the candy, and I think it's mighty sweet of you. And if you stay as sweet as that candy is, I'm sure that we'll make a go of it. I know we will.
Honey, I want you to tell me how you like your ring.
My ring?
Mm-hmm.
Darling, words can't tell. You ought to know. It's the sweetest thing that I've ever had in my life. Of all the gifts I've had. Now hold on, Ruby. The chain, the necklace with the little diamond in it, it's beautiful. And I do love you, Harry.
Well, Ruby, dear, for all the hurts and sorrows you've had, I'll make up to you for the rest of your life, ain't you? Because I want you to be happy.
I expect you will.
Here I go, Harry, darling.
Thanks.
Jack Corbin, I want you to tell me how your wedding came out and what kind of a trip you had and how your new wife likes it here.
Come on and talk
you
up, Jack.
You don't have Aggie talk.
No. Come on, talk right into it. It's recording right now.
Hey, now don't sound that
cool.
You
better keep talking. It's taking it down. Yeah,
they
you
do
it. It's too.
Oh, I don't know whether you go up talking.
Mrs. Corbin, how are you? Very thanks.
Tip.
Come on, tell us, you don't.
You'll have to cut it up.
Well, go ahead and talk that into it like you're talking to her. Just talk to her. Hold the mic.
Well, I'm sure glad we came over to see you.
What was the first couple?
It was our first visit.
How do you like Fairbanks since you're here?
Fine.
You like it just fine, huh? Well, I knew you would like it, so I'm very glad that you and your husband came over. And I believe that you all were the first one to visit, wasn't it? I've been here. Yeah, that's right.
Well, you were the first to visit us last night.
Come on, Jack.
Go ahead and I'll play the bed.
Jack's going to retire now.
Huh? Jack.
Go ahead. Go ahead and talk right into it. Running.
Yes.
You don't feel so good, do you, with your new teeth?
No, I don't feel so good with my new teeth. I can say that very consciously that during causing me a little bit of pain.
By the old mill stream, where I first met you, and your eyes were blue. You were dressing in gown, too. Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you. Let me see, I've met Harry down by the old mill stream. But no, it was by the sheeter where I first met you. No, the rendezvous. That's where I met you, the rendezvous. The first afternoon I went out with Harry, he just sat and looked at me just as if he thought I was some kind of a big ape or something. I couldn't imagine what he was looking at me for. He dared me to go riding with him, and I did. So, Mr. Hughes, that's where all of your trouble began, right at the rendezvous. Now, how you like that? Harry, darling, this is the second day of September. And oh, what a beautiful day it was. And thank you, darling, for taking those pictures of me. And I hope when they get back, they will be just what you want them to be. And Harry, I do love you. And thank you, darling, for cleaning the house for me, the dishes. It was mighty sweet of you. And darling, I want you to hurry back to the house. I want you to hurry with my ring. I miss it so. You don't know how it hurt me this morning, darling, when I lost the stone out of my ring. I don't know, sweetheart. It just made me feel funny for it to happen to me there in the place. I was so proud of it. And baby, when I called, I don't know. It seemed like to me I know God just meant it to be that way. And darling Harry, I love you. And I appreciate everything, sweetheart.
I took good.
Oh, Robbie, start right in now. He's running. Start singing. Who are you? Where are you going? Where you been?
Well, this is me, and I'm full of Ruby's fried chicken. And she's an excellent cook, and we had strawberry shortcake for dessert. And I'm too full to sing or do anything that I might do very well, so I'll just pass it on to my dearly beloved.
That was Savannah speaking. This is Howard. I've always had it in mind that I would like to have a wire recorder, but after what I've heard here in the last few minutes, I think I'll change my mind again.
Well, it certainly does come in handy, you know. We have it down here, just what people think of one another, and it can be held to it. I think the wire recorders are okay. I think I'll give my consent.
Society told me where to go. Get out of here with us.
Beams from hell. Here just with my singing heart. Darling, I hope you love this. I love you, my darling. And Harry, my darling, this is the third day of September, my darling. And I'm going to read you another little poem again, all in memory, darling. You ask me why I love you, simply for to say why the grass accepts the dew, why moon consumes the day. You wonder how I love you, mostly easily to explain why the hedgerows is blue and why the silver slants the rain. You question when I love you, can there be measure chain by which love keeps the curfew? It's for the end of time, my love. I love you, my darling. There's
Thank you.
Maxwell, the breeze is a bunny. Where early falls the dew, and it was there that Harry Darling gave me his promise true. Gave me his promise true that I never forgot will be. And for Bonnie Annie Laurie, now I lay me down.
You think I'm crazy, honey?
Yes.
You really think I'm crazy?
Yes, I do.
I love you more, you know.
You lying?
You know? No, I'm not, honey. I love you a whole lot. And I'm not going to stop loving you.
You're not going to stop?
No, never.
You don't think so?
No, sir. I'm going to love you so much that you'll never think anything else but good. You don't believe me? I'll show you.
You will show me
mm-hmm.
how.
By loving you.
You quit saying that. That sounds silly.
But I love you just the same.
That sounds silly, though.
I got the prettiest, sweetest little girl in the world.
No, you haven't.
And I'm going to do everything to make her happy, honey.
She's got a whole lot more pretty than I am.
No, there
yes,
isn't.
Yes, it is, darling.
No, sir.
Oh, yes.
Don't you argue with me right now.
Betty Sue, darling, today is your birthday, and the first day of September, my dear, and Mother wishes you a very, very happy birthday and a many more, darling. Daddy Harry is going to town to get you something for your birthday, darling. Mother don't know what it is yet, but I know it's going to be something nice, because Daddy Harry is so nice, his own self. He's very loving and kind to Mother. And Mother loves him with all her heart. And darling, I hope you and Louise will understand someday why that I left. Darling, Mother had to come back to Daddy Harry. And darling, Mother loves you. Little Diane, Margie, Charles Ray, Dennis. Oh, Mother can't tell who all she does love. You know, darling, Mother loves all of you all. And I want to come back to visit you all, and most of all, Betty Sue, take care of yourself. And again, Mother is wishing you a happy birthday.
Someday that we can meet you. It is my fair back.
dear Betty Sue, again that I am talking to you, darling. I'm wondering what you and Louise, Diane, Charles Ray Dennis, and all are doing. Darling, that's all I do is think of you all and wondering if you all think of me. And babies, I want y'all to be sweet girls. I want you all to raise Diane, little Margie, to be sweet girls too. Don't let them forget Mama. Talk to them, darling, about Mama. Tell them that Mama will be back soon. And Betty, darling, Daddy has gone to town again. He's gone, darling, to get a box to send your little present in what he went and got you this morning, and it's so pretty. I know you'll appreciate it when you get 'em. And, darling, I want you to write to Mama and tell Mama how you like 'em. Then maybe your own sweet mother will send something very beautiful to you and Louise and the little, two little darlings. And, Betty Sue, I want you all to call Granny Angel and talk to Granny and tell her not to worry about Mama. That mother will be a sweet girl, and I'll always write, and I'll always love you deep down in my heart. Maybe someday that mother will come back. Her and Daddy Harry will drive up one of these days, and there we'll be together again in the same old loving way that we used to be. Maybe someday, darling, mother will be back to the States. You can have me a home. You can visit Mother and be with Mother again. And Louise, I want you to think of Mama. And darling, I want you to write to Mother. And Louise, I want you to be a sweet girl. You and little Margie, I want you all to be sweet. And darling of all, Mother wants you all to be sweet where like Mother has raised you all to be sweet girls. And darlings, pray to God with all your heart that Mother may return someday again back to you all. And dear Heavenly Father, I want you with all my heart to help me, oh dear God, to make her happy home for Harry. And a good wife, I pray thee. Oh dear God, you let me come these 6,000 miles to be with Harry. And Heavenly Father, I want you to grant it, that I may be with him and make him a good wife. And maybe someday we may return back to my home where I can be with my people again and leave this land of yours, dear God, of Fairbanks, Alaska. And Heavenly Father, help me that I may live and do what's right. And keep me, dear God, through thy way that you think it's fit, dear God, for me to be. And Heavenly Father, help me and forgive me of all of my wrongs that I have done. And oh dear God, keep me, lead me, and direct me, Heavenly Father, that I may live for thee and someday be in thy home which you have prepared. Dear God, I know it's a better place that we all should be. And help me, dear God, that I may be there someday with thee and lead me and direct me. And I thank thee, dear God, for this first day of September in which you have let me live this long to be back in Alaska with Harry. Thou bless us both, dear God, if it's thy blessed will. I ask in thy blessed name forever. Amen. And Harry, darling, again, this is the second day of September, and what a joyful day it has been for me. And darling, I'm going to pray with all my heart again for us to make a success, that we can leave this land and be with my people again. Now, dear Heavenly Father, again, I want to thank you for this another day, the health, strength, and the loving care, and to watch over us during the night. And Heavenly Father, I do thank you for everything, dear God, in which you have gave us. Heavenly Father, how sweet it is to be on this earth, to know Thee, and enjoy the things which You have provided for us. Dear God, we all know it, Heavenly Father, that it don't belong to us, dear God. We've only got it borrowed. And Heavenly Father, bless Harry. And dear God, bless my dear old mother, my sister, my father, my two little daughters, and two babies. And oh, dear God, help me, lead me, forgive me of my sins. Ask Thy blessed name. Amen. And Harry, darling, this is the third day of September, and again, I'm going to read you a little poem. Love deeply and yet lightly. Learn to give and to take. Make no binding chains He may want to break. But joy and wonder mixed with mystery, every woman should acquire a bit of security. Let's touch. Be draped in light, love is quite an art. Keep your temper and your tears, but give all your heart. Harry, darling, again, today is the fifth day of September, my darling. And here this morning, I'm all alone, wondering what's going to happen in our future. I do hope, darling, of all, that would be the best, that God will provide, Heavenly Father, that we may be happy with one another as I wish to be. Now again, Heavenly Father, today is the fifth day of September, and I thank Thee, dear God, for this another day, the help, strength, and the loving care, dear God, in which You have given. Now, Heavenly Father, bless Harry in all his undertakings to do. Dear God, I know in my heart that he means well. And Heavenly Father, forgive me. Bless my dear old mother and my daddy, my two little blessed girls, little granddaughters, Heavenly Father. Bless Ruth, Carolyn, Glory, Margaret, and Marie. And Heavenly Father, forgive me of all of my sins that I have done. Lead me, direct me to do things is pleasing to Thy sight. And, oh God, help me that I may be a good wife to Harry. Lead me and direct me. I ask in Thy blessed name forever. Amen. Dear Harry, again, today is the sixth day of September. And, oh, what a joyful day it is to wake and see that You are near me and with me. And again, Harry, darling, I'm going to pray again that we may make a success. We know, Harry, that if we don't ask God, who are we going to ask? Now, our dear Heavenly Father, I do thank Thee for another day and the health, strength, and the loving care, dear God, in which You have given. Now, Heavenly Father, forgive me of all of my sins. Bless everyone, dear God, who is on this earth. And Heavenly Father, the ones who are away from Thee this morning, dear God, may they be drawn closer and nearer to Thee. And Heavenly Father, bless each and every one. It's whom of our duty to pray for. Bless the sick, the afflicted, dear God, and the lost souls who are away from Thee this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, may each and every one be drawn closer and nearer to Thee. Now, Heavenly Father, help me, dear God, that I may be a good wife to Harry. Now, Heavenly Father, today is the 25th day of September, and oh, dear God, how thankful I am with thee for the health and strength in which you have given. Now, dear God, bless Harry. Give him his health and strength that he may go on with his undertakings to do, Heavenly Father. Now, dear God in heaven, bless my dear old mother and my daddy, sisters and brothers. Bless my two little daughters, two little granddaughters, Heavenly Father. Bless little Randy, dear God, in which he is little and not able to help himself. And dear God, lead him and direct him, dear God, that he may live and do what's right and be to thee of what you want him to be, Heavenly Father. Now, dear Heavenly Father, bless each and every one. Bless the sick, the afflicted, the lost souls, dear God, especially who are away from thee. May they be drawn closer and near to thee. Now help me, dear God, forgive me of all of my sins, and help me, Heavenly Father, to be a good wife to Harry. And, oh, dear God, may everything be as I want them to be. We ask in thy blessed name forever. Amen. Dear Harry, today is the second day of October, and oh, what a beautiful day it has been. Now, Harry, you've gone to the rendezvous, and I'm here all alone, wondering when are you going to come back. And Harry, that's all who I have to talk to is God, and I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today is the second day of October, and oh God, what a beautiful day in which you have given. Now, Heavenly Father, bless each and every one. Bless the sick, the afflicted, the lost souls, Heavenly Father. And, oh, dear God, my little sister Marie, who is going to be operated on the 6th, oh, dear God, be with her and comfort her. Restore her health and strength, oh, God, back to her again, if it's our blessed will. Heavenly Father, have mercy on my dear old mother, dear God, in which it is her loved one, in Heavenly Father, how she loves her, how we all love her, O dear God, and will you, with our blessed hands, help her and restore her. Dear God, I know that you are the only one can touch her and heal her, dear God. And Heavenly Father, if it's our blessed will you touch and heal her, that she may have her health and strength back once more. And Heavenly Father, bless Harry. He is so sweet, oh dear God, and kind to me, and how I love him. And Heavenly Father, help me that I may be a good wife to Harry. Now, Heavenly Father, help us all and forgive us of all of our many wrongs that we have done. Ask in thy blessed name forever. Amen. And Harry, darling, today is the third day of October, and what a beautiful day that our dear Savior has sent to us. Now, Harry, I'm going to read you a little poem, and I hope you like it. Leaves may wither, flowers may die, friends may forget you, Harry, darling, but never shall I. My darling Harry, today is the 14th of October. And oh, what a dreary day it is. But darling, we must take what God sends us and let us be happy with one another. Now, Harry, darling, I'm going to pray this morning again for our success and our happiness in which God meant for it to be. Now, our Heavenly Father, I do thank thee for this another day, the health, strength, and loving care in which you have given. Heavenly Father, bless the sick, the afflicted, the lost souls who are away from thee this morning. O God, may they be drawn closer and nearer to thee. Now, Heavenly Father, I do thank thee for the health and strength in which you have restored back to Marie. And, O God, if it's thy will, let it be. Let her be, dear Heavenly Father, up again with her family, that she may enjoy health. And, O God, if it's thy blessed will, bless my dear old mother and my daddy. Bless Ruth, Callan, Glory, Marie. Bless little Betty, Louise, Margie, Diane, Charles, Ray, and Dennis. And Heavenly Father, bless Harry. Help him, O God, that he may do what you see fit for him to do. And Heavenly Father, be with us. Forgive us of all of our sins. We ask in thy blessed name forever. Amen.